Why didn't I go with the sticky boobs? Aspen Fairchild shifted in her seat, trying desperately to get some relief from the strapless bra that had gone rogue and apparently popped an underwire. Said wire was currently poking the underside of her left breast, as if it intended to hold her hostage until the end of the wedding ceremony. She didn't dare try to adjust anything, not while the photographer was snapping away, capturing the processional only a few feet from her position on the front row. So she pasted on a smile she hoped didn't look like a grimace and tried desperately to focus on the happy occasion. And it was a happy occasion. A dozen feet away, beneath a simple white wooden archway festooned with chiffon and accented with clusters of flowers, strands of pearls, and crystals that shimmered in the fading sunlight, stood her father, Walter, waiting for his bride. As Trisha reached the head of the simple driftwood aisle and took his hand, he beamed bright enough to rival the setting sun. The nerves and the joy made him look at least 10 years younger than his 51 years. Aspen hadn't known he could still be that kind of happy. She sure as hell hadn't seen him look like this since before they'd lost her mother to an aggressive form of breast cancer 10 years before. There had been such a fast turnaround from her mom's diagnosis to being told it was terminal to having to say goodbye. There'd been no long lingering sickness, no wasting away, no chance to adjust. It had been fast and brutal, mere weeks. Then she'd been gone. Jillian's death had absolutely leveled them both. Aspen and her father had spent the past decade propping each other up because life hadn't turned out the way they'd expected, and neither of them quite knew what to do in a world without her mother. Then he'd met Trisha Rogers, a divorced mom of two who'd been cautiously getting back out there after her youngest had flown the nest for college. Given the distance between Cooper's Bend in the mountains of North Georgia and Savannah, where Trisha lived, Aspen had been skeptical. But they'd made it work, and here they were, 18 months later, tying the knot in a beachside ceremony on Tybee Island in front of family and friends.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today.
As the vows began, Aspen was painfully aware of how empty the groom's side was. A handful of her father's friends had made the trek from home, but she was the only blood family he had left. Trisha's side was bursting with people. Her two kids, her mother, some siblings, cousins, and a multitude of friends that proved how integrated she was into her community. The disparity made it crystal clear how little was holding her father in Cooper's Bend. They hadn't discussed where he and Trisha would be living. Aspen hadn't been able to bring herself to ask because neither alternative was comfortable. Either he sold the house and moved down to Savannah with his new wife, far away from Aspen, or he moved Trisha into the home he'd shared with Jillian and inevitably changed the rooms that had become calcified with memory. Both options hurt, but Aspen wouldn't say a word to dim this hard-won happiness for her father. He deserved this second chance at love, no matter what it meant for her.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Walter bent Trisha back in a dip, made all the more dramatic against the magnificent sunset sky. Aspen led the cheers and applause, even as the bra continued to molest her. First chance she got, she was slipping away to a bathroom to deal with the thing, even if that meant stripping it off and shoving it into the trash. It had been a hot day that was leading into what would certainly be a warm night. Maybe no one would notice her girls gone wild in the halter dress. But the opportunity kept eluding her. In the wake of the ceremony, she got pulled in for family photos with the happy couple. Guests swarmed for more photos before the light faded. Aspen thought for sure she'd have a chance to get away as they all walked en masse through the sun-warmed sand up the beach to the resort where the reception was being held. But the wedding planner snagged her to ask a question about the cake cutting.